All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, in a very surprising move yesterday, the Carolina Panthers decided to release Pro Bowl cornerback Josh Norman, and this comes on the heels of Carolina placing the franchise tag on Norman this offseason in the hopes that they would be able to come to an agreement on a long-term deal. And once Panthers general manager Dave Gettleman realized that that was not going to be the case, instead of having this thing wait out, they surprisingly just simply decided to release Norman yesterday. Typically in situations like this, you would try to see a team work maybe a short-term deal out and potentially trade the player, or let the situation take its course over the summer getting into training camp. Carolina, however, decided to go in a different direction. And you look at a guy in Norman that was a fifth-round selection of Carolina back in 2012. Matter of fact, he was a member of Gettleman's initial draft class upon taking over the Panthers general manager position. And in 4 years, he has really become a quality player for Carolina. He started all 16 games this past season. He had four picks, two of those which were returned for touchdowns. He also had three forced fumbles, and he was a guy that simply wreaked havoc in the Panthers secondary. Now, Norman is a guy that comes in at 6 feet, just above 200 pounds, and he has a little dog in him. And I say that from the aspect that he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He plays angry. He plays aggressive. And more importantly, he's one of the true shutdown guys in the National Football League. But you have to ask yourself, was he a shutdown guy basically based off of his skills? Or was he a shutdown guy due to the ferocious front seven that the Carolina Panthers do employ? We'll have to, it's going to be remaining to be seen on that aspect. But you look at the situation right now, and the fact that Norman has become a free agent, it could change the draft plans for some teams heading into the NFL draft, which begins later on this month, as teams were looking to maybe potentially draft a corner. They can go out there now and get a first-round quality corner in free agency with Norman. It's just a matter of will they be willing to spend the money. Now, I look at a potential landing spot for Norman, and one team that comes to mind right off the bat, that's going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars. The reason why I say it is this: Jacksonville, number one, they have lacked playmakers in their secondary for a very long time. You look at the Jags right now, they have more than $53 million in cap space. The Jacksonville Jaguars own the fifth overall pick heading into the NFL draft. There's a good possibility that they take safety Jalen Ramsey from Florida State. Now, wouldn't they love it to place a safety with the caliber and playmaking ability of Ramsey in their secondary, along with bringing in a guy like Norman? And more importantly, if they have the finances to have something like that happen. I know people have mentioned the New York Giants. It is a long shot at best. The Giants do have $22 million in cap space, but they have already signed cornerback Janoris Jenkins this offseason. And putting Josh Norman and Odell Beckham in the same locker room would simply be like World War III. There's a long shot with the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys only have about $7.5 million in cap space, and their owner, Jerry Jones, would have to do some wheeling and dealing as far as restructuring some deals. But the bottom line is, Jerry Jones has always had an affection for playmakers, and if Norman wanted to play in Dallas, he would simply find a way to go out there and make it happen. The Oakland Raiders are another team that would make sense for Norman. They have roughly $12 million in cap space, and they are quietly putting together a very solid defense over there. Oakland would have to restructure some deals themselves to bring in a guy like Norman, who's going to look to be paid like one of the top corners in the National Football League, a la Richard Sherman of the Seattle Seahawks or Patrick Peterson of the Arizona Cardinals. but it is something that is definitely not out of the realm of possibilities. A team that does make sense, but it is an extreme long shot, would be the Arizona Cardinals. And I say that because Bruce Arians is a guy that loves to put playmakers out there on the field. You already have one of the better corners in the NFL and Patrick Peterson lining up for the Cards, and you would love to put him alongside another top quality corner in Norman. But like I said, it's a long shot. Guys like Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald would have to restructure their deals, and Norman would not want to break the bank if he went to Arizona, simply because he's not going to get the money that he wants short term going there, but he would definitely be put on a winner. Thus, that's why I do think it's a long shot. There are some teams that could be willing to make trades between now and the NFL draft to free up some more cap space for Josh Norman. But I guarantee you, we have to pay very close attention to this situation. I think he's going to find a home before the NFL draft. I really do. It may take 5 days. It might take 7 days. But I guarantee you, Josh Norman won't be on the free agent front for a very long time. And I tell you right now, if you're a potential corner in the NFL draft, you really have to pay attention to the situation, because wherever Norman signs, that definitely will affect your draft status heading into the 2016 NFL draft. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming 2016 NFL Draft. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.